Gosh, you've been with Gary for a long, long time. What's this transition been like for you to come back to a place that you were a player and assistant coach?
Well, it's actually been really easy. Obviously, I know the area, know the town, know Gary, know what he wants to do, and what he's thinking. So that's been good. Plus, you know a lot of people in the building, between Greek. Greek's not left here forever.
Right.
And equipment managers, everybody around, it's just kind of comfortable, pretty easy to get back in. And then working with the players, they've made things really, really easy. I didn't know that many people on the team that are still here, but everybody's been great as we go. So the transition's been really, really smooth.
Quick question for the defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. Wade, of course, I guess similar to Rico in that you've been here before. You've been a head coach here. You've been an assistant coach here. You're making a transition from last year's defense from a 4-3 look to a 3-4 look. How difficult, if at all, is making that move?
Well, in my career, I've done it several times. At San Diego, when I went to San Diego, we did that there. And then lately with Houston, they were in the 4-3 when we went there. So, I have some experience in that. It depends on the players, obviously, what kind of players you have. And it's not just the defense, it's the players you have.
Let's talk to special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis. Joe, you've spent a good number of years in the Denver area as well. You've been around the National Football League and excelled as a special teams coach. What are two or three of the most important qualities you'll look for in some of the guys that you specifically will coach?
Well, first of all, you're really looking for speed. You want speed on the field. That's really what we're looking for. And then the other thing is the same thing you're looking for offense and defense-wise. You want instinctive football players, guys that are going to sell out and know exactly how to play and that it's important to them. Ball's important to them, win is important to them. If we can get that done, we're going to be in good shape.
We head back to the phone lines. Scott is going to join us next. Scott has been a season ticket holder since 1973, calling from Wyoming, and Scott has a question for Wade Phillips. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Coach Phillips, I was wondering, you've had some time to review both personnel and some film. I wonder if there's any particular position or players that you're excited about.
Well, of course, that's what we do when we come in a new place like this, and we evaluate everybody from last year off the film of last year. But you don't always know what they were asked to do in certain situations, what techniques they were asked to play, those kind of things. So you get an idea on overall ability, but until you get them with you and working with you, you then realize what their abilities are, what their strengths are, and then certainly we play to their strengths. So that's kind of how we evaluate people, is we look at the film first, then we come in and then we look at them on the field, and then especially in OTAs, we'll get a real good idea. Now, overall, obviously, we've got some talented players on defense, but we got to get them to play really well together and very aggressive.
My question is about the offensive line. We know there are going to be some changes in that offensive line. Are you and Coach Kubiak comfortable with the players that we have on the roster so far, that especially a couple of the younger guys, that they'll be able to step into the line and give us the offensive line play we've become used to?
Well, I think we have a starting point, just like you said. We're two that started last year are no longer here and moved on with free agency. But between the guys, they have to take a step up. We have some talent to work with. And then, we have the draft that we're still working on, evaluating those players and see. But between the young guys we have on the roster and some guys that may be available in the draft, I believe that we'll have a very solid group. We have some veterans, and certainly we believe that we'll get them in the right spot, and they'll know what to do. They'll play hard. The veterans we have around that we could put with them, the talent that we have, the three guys, obviously, that started last year and then some other guys that have played, I think we'll be in great shape.
I understand that all positions are open to competition, but is Brayton Colquitt our starting punter? And the second question is, do you and the coaching staff plan to carry two kickers, or are you going to only carry one? That's my question.
That's a great question. Again, we would really like to carry three specialists on the roster, if at all possible. A snapper, a kicker, and then a punter, if at all possible. To the other question about Britton, he's done a great job. I know there was a little bit of a struggle part for him last year, but he's been a guy that's been consistent over the years. But we feel like we're definitely going to bring in some competition for all players, not just him. So we want to try to get as much competition as we can, and hopefully if he is our guy, we can get him better. That's really what we want to do all the way across the board for all players.
And, of course, we're looking forward to hosting additional fan forum calls this year with different Broncos personalities. We'll certainly provide details as soon as those dates are finalized. We want to thank a lot of folks for joining us today, over 2,000 people online. Appreciate your attendance for the last hour or so, and we'll conclude by saying have a good day. Thanks very much.